Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Holy zombie Jesus!
Revolution without dancing is a revolution not worth having.
My calculations are correct.
Television is the explanation for this. You see this in bad television.
Follow your soul! Follow your soul!
This is cool.
That sounds like something out of science fiction.
You live in a spaceship, dear.
What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. And it must pop, pop, pop! From 5 to 7, it must be green. Okay? Okay?
Okay, we should be good.
Yay!
Woohoo! So, now, unlike last week where we had... I actually came up with a title for that one. Rain, Hail, and Chaos.
Nice.
I was trying to think of the fire, brimstone, and all that, and I'm like, yeah, that works. Again, it literally sounds like that, so... It is up. It's
chaos.
It's not. There's no Facebook or there's no blog about it. But I'm gonna link that up to Pride 48. That one's honestly one because I do have the graphic now. I'm tempted to pop open Windows Media Maker, just shove that graphic on it, and put it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I think that's one of our funniest ones ever.
Oh, Jesus, mother of God, you're kidding me. Really?
Apparently...
I know, I'm using a phone, but come on, kids!
Apparently...
My triumphant return in proper prose, and you motherfuckers have to go off? I know I'm using a phone and all, but what the fuck is this bullshit? Come on, quit. Bad dog.
They're just saying how much they would agree with my statement about last week's show.
Probably. I'm just guessing.
That's about all we can do when it comes to them.
You know how hard it is to type and talk on this tiny little fucking... thing, just like, yeah, anyways, so, I'm back, I am actually back, I'm making do with what I've got, goddammit.
Well, you've actually got quite an interesting thing now, so, making quote-unquote making do is not all that hard, honestly, when we're talking about the setup you have now.
Yeah. Well, and look, I'll just go into that right now. Before, I've made a couple of cracks about, when I made cracks about smartphones, that was the early generations. Now we're into, like, you know, the newer generations of smartphones, which are actually pretty much smarter than my goddamn computer now. I have to say, I am deeply appreciative of a smartphone. I am deeply appreciative of a smartphone. Uh-oh. Did something go dead somewhere?
No. I'm just listening to you.
Oh, okay. Anyways, I'm deeply appreciative of the smartphone. Because I got myself a nice little phone from a friend who likes me. And they had huge fat fingers. And I've acquired it for myself, and now I happen to be using it for this rather lovely situation. So, while I don't have the same functionality I did with my computer and like a proper internet connection, this actually is doing pretty fucking well for me.
And that's good, because last week... I mean, you still had it, but you didn't have Skype or anything. And
yeah,
just
last
the
time I was using my own phone.
Oh, last time, yeah. You can tell the difference, because, damn, it is really...
It's a really big difference.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I really do. I'm loving this little smartphone. And if Samsung and Net 10 want to pay me to pimp out their wares, I am all for that, because right now I am all for pimping out their wares.
Or just pimping out in general.
Well, that too.
Whatever pays the bills.
Hey, well, yeah, you know, whatever. I'm a whore. You want to pay me to advertise? All right, I'll do it. I'm using this little Samsung Galaxy S Proclaim on Net 10, $50 a month, you know, pay as you go setup, and it is sexy. It is pure and utter sexiness. That's all I got right there. Sexy.
Well, that's a good thing too. So.
Let me tell you though, I have a month of shit to catch up on, and I'm still not through it.
Like what?
Oh, geek news, TV shows, manga, so technology. It's like shit happened in the last month, and I'm sitting here going, ah! Because I've been cut off.
Now yeah, I'm good not luck cut with off. Catching. Good luck with catching up on all that.
Well, I'm trying to catch the highlights right now. Though I'm gonna say this, okay? In basically the past month with no TV and whatnot, I've gotten around to going through my DVD collection and borrowing DVDs from friends and whatnot. And let me tell you, it's taken two seasons and a lot of work, but I may be a fan of True Blood. Now, mind you, I've read the books. I've read the books by Charlene Harris. They are actually pretty good books. I mean, yeah, they're obviously more oriented for women, but, you know, when you've got nothing else to read some days, you just take what you fucking can. And, you know, the books are not bad. The show, depending on what if you jump in at, like, season one, you're kind of like, well, it's kind of like fucking Buffy, but she's helpless. Okay. Season two, like, it's still kind of like Buffy, but now she's a little weird. Season three, Twilight with rednecks. That is literally, I jumped in on season three, and I sat there and I went through it, and I've only gone through it once. I cannot get through it a second time. But the summarize the season from my perspective, it is Twilight with rednecks. And we aren't talking your stereotypical just country boys. No, we're talking your deep south rednecks. And that almost killed it for me. And then I got into season four. And what really sold me on the show was one line that really got me in was, "The hell are you doing? You killed my fairy godmother!" Or, sorry, "You ate my fairy godmother!"
And I thought about watching it a few times, but just like, that's when we were really having some issues out in Washington. I'm like, I just don't have the time to sit down and watch anything.
Yeah.
But I've really been tempted. That and Once Upon a Time, a lot of people have said, is really good. Yeah, it's a very sequential show.
Yeah. True Blood, you can kind of jump around a bit and you'll catch up. And well, seriously, just like, just avoid season three. You might like it, I don't know, but for me, I just avoid season three. If they cut out, like, all the love fest bullshit between the main character, Suki, S-U-U-K-I. And she's white. And two vampires and a werewolf and whatnot. They cut out that shit and just gone with the rest of the season. I could have sat there and went, wow, this is fascinating as hell. Because, I mean, they do not screw around. Well, it's HBO. Of course they don't screw around. But they don't screw around. There's a character. Honestly, he is probably the best character in the whole damn show.
Oh, for fuck's sake, now my phone's going off. Who in the fuck is calling me at this hour? Hold on a second.
Not me.
My mom and dad. I told them I do two shows tonight. They can fucking leave a message. Actually, I said I do it at 9, but I personally don't give a shit. Let's
ooh,
wait.
You're a full hour early. Ooh.
Hold on. Oh, what a dumbass.
You're so nice to your parents. Good lord, man.
He's an idiot. He lost his fucking car keys in what is a laptop bag. Why would you put your car keys in a laptop bag? Seriously, what the fuck? Who puts their car keys in a laptop bag?
This is going to turn into one of those, who puts their, you know, combination as 1, 2, 3, 4
yes.
Situation.
The combination to the air shield is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage. Oh, fuck. Now I gotta watch that movie now. Oh,
anyway,
I haven't seen that movie in years.
Honestly,
you talk for a minute. I gotta take off my headset so I can grab said laptop bag.
Oh, Lord.
You know, you're on a phone. Shouldn't you be able to play that?
Yeah, but I'm just being lazy.
Who was... Oh, it was Legendary. Where they used to do that to each other.
Yeah. Anyway.
Because I've got... God, now I've got to find that one again. There was a classic one with Lore where he was honestly trying to think of something. And Gary was playing it, and you could just look at Mike and tell he was trying to be straight-faced. Damn, I miss those. I really do.
Yeah, well, anyways, back to what I was saying about True Blood. Well, there's two characters. One takes till season 3, well, the end of season 3, early season 4, to really just start, you know, clicking and being awesome. There's one, he just comes out as a prick. He's just blatantly a dick. A 3,000-year-old gay vampire named Russell Edgington.
Oh, no, that isn't the one. There's one that Cornette and his friend were really looking for, that really liked, but I can't remember what his name was. I think he was the other character in the, one of the characters in the love triangle. I can't remember.
Eric Northman?
No.
Can't be talking about Bill Compton.
No.
Alcide the werewolf?
I don't think it was kind of a. It sounded like a Interview with a Vampire type name.
Might have been Bill Compton.
Might have been. I don't know. I'll have to see. Who's slamming who? That's who it was. But I'll have to see if they have the hell? I just found a dryer sheet. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Nice to know Dad at least does his laundry.
Right. Anyways. But no, Russell Edgington is just an... He is a psychopath.
Well, every hands show needs down, one.
Hands down, unrepentant, out there, blatant psychopath.
I should check. I know that they probably have this on Netflix. Yeah.
They do not. They actually do not have it on Netflix.
Really?
I know. I was shocked.
Well, I wonder if that's on Hulu. No, probably isn't on Hulu either.
No, it might be on Hulu. But no. He's an absolute psychopath.
It's usually on one or the other, isn't it?
Yeah, but has no problems being a psychopath. He's unrepentant, just out there. Killed a TV reporter live on national TV.
Hey, it wasn't his fault if she tasted good.
Yeah, but one of my favorite lines that really sealed that character for me was someone went, "Jesus Christ, Russell," and he replied, "You know, I met Jesus. He was a hippie who stunk of patchouli oil." And I was like, yes, right there. Because when you're 3,000 years old, you don't give a fuck.
Well, no. Why would you?
You're just like, meh. And what are you going to do? Say he's lying?
Well, yeah, there's nobody around to say or disprove it, so.
The only other character who's old, well, getting near his age, is only 1,000 years old. So just when it comes out on DVD, find someone who has in six. As a bad guy.
Well, of course he's a bad guy. He's Rutger Hauer. He's always a bad guy.
Rutger Hauer, at this point, is... the only reason why Rutger Hauer is still acting is because he's having fun now.
Oh,
he's not doing it for a paycheck. He's just having laughs. Hobo with a Shotgun, prime example. Dracula, what was it? Dracula Ascended. That was... he played Dracula. I don't have to say anything else there. Sure. He played Dracula.
No, that'd do it.
Yeah, I mean, right there. And it's such a B-movie, but it was a great B-movie.
It was a B-plus movie.
It was almost an A-minus. Almost. Just a little bit more budget, it could have been an A-minus.
Some poor film critic is going to listen to this and go, oh, those fucking bastards, now I've got all these grades I have to deal with.
What was the name of the production again? Oh yeah, Not Our Fucking Problem Productions.
Exactly.
Exactly, oh. Yes. We'll discuss that later. We'll discuss that later.
Okay.
I know exactly where you're going to go. We can discuss that later.
Okay.
But yeah, so I've gotten kind of into True Blood, and I've had some laughs about it, but I will say, you know what, even with its weird fucking relationship bullshit here and there, it at least makes vampires, it at least tries to redeem vampires given the damage that Twilight has done.
And it did a lot of damage.
Oh, God, yes, it really did. You know Twilight really screwed up vampires when even Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the comics, are making fun of it.
Well, that's about the only way they can is through print media.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm gonna throw you a bone here and... You just never mention this to the more arachnophobic members of my family. Before my net went out, I was catching up on the Buffy comics, because I was like, you know what, fuck it, I might as well, the Buffy and Angel comics. I haven't really been in a vampire snit. It was more of, well, this is shit I've been avoiding for years now, might as well. And I started catching up on Buffy and Angel and whatnot. And I had to laugh. Because, did you ever see the ending of Angel? And, well, of the Buffy verse with Angel?
I think so.
Where at the very end, Angel and Spike and Illyria and Wes are facing a giant demonic army and it just goes to black.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay. Well, I just spoiled it for you. But, oh. You know what to look forward to now. It's on Netflix. Fucking watch it, man.
I always, after, what was it, probably about season 4, I just never really watched much Buffy. Angela watched Angel because she liked the actor, but I just, there were only a couple of those I really got into. I don't know why. For some reason, Angel just was a little harder for me to get along with. Now that it's on Netflix and I can watch it at my leisure, yeah, I probably would enjoy it more.
You know, honestly, the season 4 of Angel was kind of a meh thing, because it was happening at the same time as Joss Whedon was doing the final season of Buffy. So there was a lot of kind of meh moments. But season 5 of Angel really just took off, and I was so sad they canceled it that season. Because they really could have had a lot of fun with that. But check it out, honestly. Check it out. But the comics take place and just pick up where both series ended. And at one point, Los Angeles itself, all of L.A., gets dragged into a hell dimension.
Right.
Which, you know, it's L.A. There's not much change there.
Very true.
Well, Spike, who was from Buffy, you remember Spike.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, he joined up on with the Angel crew, and he ends up cutting out his own little niche of hell, making himself into a demon lord, you know, this and that. He got into a bit of a harem. He had a harem going, and one of the chicks was Dryder.
Really?
She was a Dryder, yeah.
I have to watch this now to see how they pulled that off.
It's in the comics. You'll have to read it. But he got involved with a Dryder. When L.A. got released from the Hell Dimension, she ended up writing a series of books called Sparkle, talking about her relationship, with Spike and whatnot. And I just, and while this is all going on, because that was a little like too comic subplot that was worth laughs. At the same time, there was a new big bad villain named Twilight. And I'm just sitting there going, wow, Joss Whedon could not help himself. He just loaded that shotgun and fired both barrels and kept going.
Good for him, because somebody had to.
Just firing off rounds, just like, fuck it, boom, boom, boom. And I couldn't help but laugh, but I figured I'd throw you that bone there, that there was a spider demon that's a Dryder that wrote Sparkle.
Hey, I can't help it if we have taste. Although I would kind of question hers in Spike to begin with. Spike was good looking. I'm not getting him for that. But damn. He was, yeah. There must have been some slim pickings there.
Hey, sometimes you go with what you got.
That's what I meant. There couldn't have been too much there if that was the better choice.
I've just been kind of catching up on a bunch of vampire shit I've been avoiding since Twilight came out, because a lot of stuff after Twilight came out turned into Twilight knockoffs, and I wanted to kill myself, and then I wanted to kill the world, and then I wanted to burn emo little kids, and I just had a lot of anger to work through, and it's only taken me, you know, the better part of a decade to get through it.
I would suggest that you still aren't through it, but that's just me.
I can accept it now. I accept I have a problem. I accept I know what my problem is. I accept I can never change the problem. So all I can do is accept the fact that I will have to live with this bullshit and mock it at every fucking turn.
It's about all you can do.
However, there is no excuse for 50 Shades of Grey. That's bullshit. But back to True Blood. But True Blood actually made vampires actually kind of a threat again. But I really like True Blood because they sit there, and it's not just like, oh, well, there's vampires and there's werewolves. No. There's a whole lot more than that. There are shapeshifters. There are skinwalkers. There are fairies. And not, you know, your stereotypical fairies either. These guys are great. I love these fairies. The only way they could have been better if they were the fairies from the Dresden Files. That's the only way they could have been better. There's, you know, demons. There's Mexican bruja or Mexican shaman witches. There's necromancers. All sorts of fun stuff.
That sounds like quite a mix there.
Yeah. And most of this is in, like, one tiny little redneck pisshole town, kind of like where I live, but in Louisiana.
So if nowhere was south of the border, we'd be pretty honest.
Pretty much, yeah. But no, I have really dug the show. Though I kind of had an issue when they brought in the Werepanthers. A little too southern. A little too, well, fuck it, they're inbred. And in the books, yeah, there's a little bit of that, but that's like distant cousins. Because the only way to, you know, breed another were is to, you know, guaranteed to be with another were. So, you know, that's how that works. So there's implied tones and a little, you know, distant cousin kind of thing. But in the show, they didn't fucking hold back. They went the full Monty on that one. When the phrase daddy uncle and brother husband are thrown around, you can't help but sit there and go, no.
Yeah, we can't, but apparently they can.
Yeah, that whole little section, I kind of sat there and fucking cringed while that was any time it appeared on the screen. It's like, Jesus, fuck, no! That's, no! No, that, ew! And then the one that really made me cringe was Brother Uncle. And I was like, no, done. Brother Uncle, no, done. Because... No. Yeah, so... So the show... And you know, you've got vampires tearing out throats, you've got bloods, you've got just bloody, nasty, fucking kinky sex. Literally, two vampires are fucking one turns and twists the other's head completely around while she is in mid-orgasm, and she keeps talking.
And that's like, almost a stupid. That's almost a scary movie scene.
Yeah, but just like they do not hold back, and it kind of gives me hope that maybe someday, soon-ish, that literature can crawl out of this whole Twilight and 50 Shades dug up for people to jump into. Gives me hope. at least until the next 50 Shades book comes out or some other knockoff, and then, well, I go back and having to have anger management issues.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a place for any kind of shit. You know, if you look at the web, you'll find it.
Rule 4, Rule 34.
Yeah, and a few other rules. But they're, one of the things I've always admired is when somebody takes fan fiction and makes it better than the original fiction.
Situations like that, I love situations like that.
Yeah. I've only known one person who can do it, and that's Dimitri. I don't know. I talk about him a bit. I don't think you've ever read his stuff, but
I doubt I have.
I should send you a link to it, because I mean it's erotic, but honestly, I don't think I've ever read one sex scene he ever wrote, because he literally puts it up. Comic title, issue number, cast. He has micromanaged these stories. Everybody from the comics at that time is in the story he does. Everybody is true to character. He really does a magnificent job. So.
I always like that. Yeah, there's been a couple of writers over the years that I've come across online that I've just really liked how they took a story. They took in, you know, the original story, and then they went, here's how I would do it.
Right.
Keeping to characters, you know, in character, but they evolve into new shapes. You know, keeping the same basic storyline, adding new things, and just playing with all sorts of plot lines. There's been quite a few writers like that over the years I have really enjoyed. I think one example is, and I've mentioned him before, is Jay Byrne.
I think I recognize that name, actually.
He's an actual published writer now. Working with a bunch of other fan fiction writers. They're all published now, doing short stories, stuff like that. But he just writes epic tales, and I kind of wish he'd get back to finishing some of his fan fiction. Because he's already... He took this Harry Potter story, and he just ran with it, and it's just... It's got references here and there, just like there's... He worked in an Evil Dead reference that was just beautiful. It's like, yes, that works. I can go with that. And then there's other writers who are, you know, as equally good, but who just, you know, I really love seeing crossover fix sometimes.
Right.
Crossover fix really open up a whole new playground in a way. I mean, it goes completely, you know, off track of what was established, and, you know, a whole new realm and domain of things. But sometimes the crossover stuff, if done really, really well, is superior than either original work.
Right.
And I love that. I do love that.
And the one thing I like about Demetrius, like you said, is he takes characters, and I say this to this day. He disappeared about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, officially, I haven't heard anything from him in this time. If he isn't working for a comic book company, then the universe is fucked up. Because he created... I mean, there are some arcs, like... he has one where Magneto is a Herald of Galactus. I mean, he's got, like, 15 or 16 novel-sized, well, not novel-sized, but probably about 5 or 7,500-word comics. There are three stories all leading up to one thing. And everybody he introduces, all the characters are just like they would be. He's done fastidious research. Yeah. But it's because of that, it's the rare type of fan fiction that goes beyond the genre it's written for, which is adult consumption. He basically put it's almost like he put them, and I'll give him credit. Those scenes are as well written as anything else. But it's to the point that you get up to it, and unless it's a character that you're interested in, you say, fuck it, scroll down and pick up the story where it left off. Because that's not what you're there. He could honestly rope in any decent comic book fan. If you pulled those sections out and posted it, I swear to God, he'd get an award for it. But like I said, I think 2003 or so is the last time I saw him post anything. And then it was like 3 or 4 years later, he briefly said something and then disappeared again. So I don't know who he was. I have no way of finding out. But there are some, you know, and I'm not looking at the 50 Shades of Grey bullshit, but there are some people that just get it. They know how to do it exceptionally well. And when these people fall off, and the rest of the hicks like me, who can't write their way out of a paper bag with a hole in it, are the ones still going around writing, it really kind of pisses you off. Because they knew what they were doing. And then they stopped, and nobody's really picked it up. So, nobody writes in... I mean, this guy must have written, like, probably 20 chapters of that three-story thing. You just don't see... And a lot of fanfic, aside from Nicole. Our friend Nicole and her Tron fanfic. She's really the only person I know of in recent years that has written something that long. Most people are like 1, 2, maybe 4 chapters and they're done. Or if they're erotic, they can have up to like 30 chapters, but they're all like not even a page. So, we need more fanfic people that can be dedicated to it.
Yeah.
And now that you can make money off of it, I'm surprised we don't have any.
Yeah, and that was a big thing that was starting when my net went out. We were talking about that briefly. Was how, Amazon has started a little thing where you can sit there and make money off of fan fiction. And I don't know, you may have to check this for me, but you know, I'm not sure all the particulars behind it and how like the copyright and crap like that goes, but that is just fascinating and terrifying to me. Do you have any like word on that at all?
I'm looking it up now. The last I heard is that there were... Oh, well, Amazon has added Kurt Vonnegut to its official fan fiction program.
Wow.
I don't know who that is, but I'll take a word for it. Amazon.com message. Okay. Welcome to Kindle Worlds. Place for you to publish fan fiction inspired by shows, books, movies, comics, yada yada. With Kindle Words, you can... Amazon Publishing has secured licenses from Warner Brothers Television Group, Alloys Entertainment for Gossip Girl, Pretty Little Liars, Vampire Diaries, Valiant Entertainment for Archer and Armstrong, Bloodshot, Harbinger, Shadow Man, and Exo Manowar, Hugh Howey's Silo Saga, Barry Eisler's John Ray novels, Blake Crouch's Wayward Pine series, and the Four World Saga by Neal Stephenson. More licenses are on the way. Let's click Kindle Worlds. Oh, new. Okay. Let us. The Vampire Diaries are part of it. That's cool. I guess. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see if there's a list. Let's see here. Well, here, let's go down the side because there's a definite list there. Seymour. There's a lot. There's, not surprisingly, there's not a lot on here. Yeah, Archer, Pretty Little Liars, Shadow Man, The World of Kurt Vonnegut. Yeah, there's only 12 categories right now. So, like,
so,
my so my okay. stuff with Marvel wouldn't count. So, there's a lot that isn't that doesn't count yet. Valiant Comics actually surprises me. They're the first ones in the comic area, and they're only doing Archer Armstrong, Shadow Man, and Exo Manowar and whatnot, but at least somebody from comics recognizes it, and I'm sure they're getting a percentage of it. So, I don't know. You know, Amazon is doing it. Maybe if it becomes popular, which will take quite a while, but maybe if it becomes popular, you might see DC or Marvel either jump in or do a program of their own. I don't know. I mean, if just hypothetical, if Marvel opened up one and adult fiction was counted, yeah, I might say there are a couple of things that I'm proud of that I think would be, you know, fun to put up. And if it was like 50 cents and I got like a nickel or something out of it, sure, why not? You know, just something fun to do. But that would have to be, would literally have to be content creator controlled. They wouldn't leave that up to something like Amazon.
No. Though I imagine, you know, because this, in a weird way, this is kind of like what they've done with fan fiction is kind of like what they've done, trying to find the right way to put this. I'd kind of say it's like podcasting in a way.
How so?
Well, you think about it. We take, you know, real world subjects and whatnot, you know, we talk about them, discuss them, you know, in an unprofessional manner, and, you know, a lot of people do it for free. A lot of people want to make money off of it. That's kind of what this is. This is, you know, kind of just kicking open the door, going here, or music creators. There we go. That's a better one. Like with what Google was doing with its music program.
Right.
You create your own original music tracks and whatnot. You control the license and whatnot. They just wanted a small profit.
Yeah, that. I'm kind of really. I don't know. I want to say that it's a good idea, but on the other hand, I think it's something they should have waited on. I say that because they really didn't get much content out the door, and there's very little that anybody's going to be interested right away. If they could have waited, I mean, okay, really throwing a hope to the wind here. If they could have gotten something like Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter, or a name that was big and relevant now, I think they would have done a hell of a lot better. I'm not saying Kurt Vonnegut isn't good, or whatever the hell it was, Valiant Comics, but they really needed a linchpin for this. And I don't know. I don't think they have it right now. That's one of the key things to launching anything is you have to have an attention grabber. You have to have something that people will look at and say, that is fucking cool. I want to look at that. That is something that I'm really interested at. And yeah, getting paid for fan fiction is nice for people like you or me who write fan fiction.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, hell, I'm on my third draft already.
Yeah. Maybe people who like reading fan fiction are kind of interested in it. But that's where it stops because there aren't any, well, I'm going, I'm sure somebody will point out and say, hey, Vonnegut's a fucking master, man. Well, yeah, good for you. Good for you, he is. For people like me who are fucking illiterates or close enough to it, I almost never read.
I think the word you're looking for is heathenous bastard.
Oh, well, hey, that works too. I've been called that before, so I'll go with that.
There you go.
Anyway, the deal is, for those of us who don't know those, it's semi-cool, but I'm not going to go out, read a whole bunch of shit that I may not even be interested in, just so I can write fan fiction that I'll be paid for, possibly.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, they had something like Starwell. It will never be Star Wars because of George Lucas, but if they had something big enough that we could go with, yeah, then, hey, sure, why not?
But remember, George Lucas doesn't have the licensing rights to Star Wars anymore.
Well, he might as well, because he won't get it from Disney either.
Just like, because of all the adult fan fiction that exists.
Honestly, there's not... Well, I shouldn't say that. I haven't checked lately. I haven't really ever really found much for Star Wars. Maybe I'm just not looking right, but... Or maybe I just don't look, honestly. I should check that out. I don't really know much about Star Wars or stuff like that. So... The thing is, the longer you go without having something, I mean, you can only work with so much. The longer it's been out, the less likely there is that you're going to be able to come up with a concept that's original.
Yeah.
And say what you want about all the, you know, A plus B equals C stories about, you know, whatever pairing you're shipping. The fact is, for every story that's shipped out, or for most of them, they try to put a spin on it, their spin. And usually, if they've done this, at least half the people who do this have already read stories with these characters. And the reason they're writing it is because they have a specific idea, and nobody else has written it yet, that they've found. Well, let's go with Star Wars. When was the last Star Wars movie? It's been quite a while.
2002.
Right. So there is 11 years worth of fan fiction out there now. It's mighty fucking hard to come up with. I mean, there's almost no way to have an original idea anymore.
No.
Not unless you pick, like, some... Okay, I can name almost one character right now that's not in Star Wars adult fan fiction, and that's Aura Singh. She probably isn't in one or is in maybe like five. And that's just because unless you read the comics in the expanded universe, there are no books of her. There's only a few comics, and I think Attack of the Clones she might have been in at one point. So there's maybe like 4 or 5 hours worth of material for her, but none of it really delves into her. You would almost have to get somebody like Dimitri, or hell, even Angela. When Angela wrote fanfic, she really did a good work at exposition and digging into the background. You would need somebody to come up with a concrete past for her just so you could write fanfiction, because there's not enough out there. Anything you create at this point might as well be canon, because we don't have any for her.
Yeah.
So unless you're dealing with characters like that, fuck, 11 years? Everything's repeat by now, no matter how much of a spin you put on it.
There is one well of just, like, fan fiction you don't see too often, and I actually looked around, because I found two authors who gave it an interesting approach. And it's a crossover matter involving Harry Potter and World of Warcraft.
Really? Now that would be interesting.
See? That's when you would sit there and go, well, wouldn't there... But it's one of the logistically, you would be surprised at how well it'd work. Functionally, there's not much actually out there. Because I sat there, I was really bored. I was so utterly bored at one point, a long ways back. I was like, eh, fuck it. And popped up a couple of search results. Started reading, I was like, these aren't too bad, actually. Holy hell. Heavy on the smut, but not too bad.
Well, yeah, you're going to run into that a lot.
But at least it's smut that makes sense.
Yeah, see, that's... Oh man, I'm looking at adultfanfic.net because that's the one I post on. Well, the reason why I look at that is because they have a very meticulous directory.
Yeah,
you can look up movies, you can look up games. They have A through Z of everything they have, and then they have it broken down. They have no Star Wars fanfiction for movies. And that's the big one. I mean, there are books and stuff, but a lot of what everybody knows are the movies. So if you're not getting them in the movies, I can almost guarantee there are none in the comics. I'll check. I don't even know. Well, no, I don't mind putzing around looking for it. I mean, I do this once or twice a week anyway.
Well, I was just thinking we should probably go to break here in a few minutes, because we've been at this for about 50 minutes now.
That's true.
And I need to get a cup of tea.
Yeah, I need to stretch and get some more water. So, I've got 13 minutes of music.
Beautiful.
Okay, well, I will get that playing.
Okay.
And you go off and do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah. And then we'll come back and we'll move away from fan fiction, because this went into a weird realm for a bit. Like,
it's fan fiction on the internet. Going into a weird realm is not a possibility. It's a guarantee.
That's pretty much, you know, right up our alley. Anyway.
Okay.
We're going to break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll see what else we can throw at you. So nice to be back.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back in a bit.
It ends up love. Ain't nobody gonna tell us what we gonna do, because Scott became famous for freezing to death in Antarctica. Columbus made history thinking some island was India. General Custer's a national hero for not knowing when to run. All of these men are famous, and they're also very dumb.
History is made by stupid people. Clever people wouldn't even try. If you want a place in the history books, then do something dumb before you die. Nobility are famous for no reason. Marie Antoinette enjoyed her cake. She caused a revolution when she would not share, and her husband lost his head for that mistake. The Hindenburg was a giant zeppelin. Its makers made a minor oversight. Before they filled it up with explosive gas, they should have fixed the no-smoking light. Cause history is made by stupid people. Clever people wouldn't even try. If you want a place in the history books, then do something dumb before you die. Tally-ho, tally-ho, our king and country's honor we will say. Tally-ho, tally-ho, we're marching into history and the grave. So if your son and daughter seem too lazy, sitting there watching bad TV, remember, you should be quite grateful. At least they are not making history. Oh, history is made by stupid people. Clever people wouldn't even try. If you want a place in the history books, then do something dumb before you die.
trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me.
And we're back.
Yay!
You were typing, weren't you? Yep.
Vanished?
Yes, I hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been saying yes for the past 2 minutes.
Bugged out for a second.
Okay.
And we're off sync.
Are we? Okay.
Way off sync.
I'm not sure how to address that.
Hang on, I'm gonna hang for a minute and then call me back.
Okay.
Blame Richie.
Okay. I'm honestly not sure what was going on there, because I could hear him. I also knew he was typing. That's where I was hearing the delay from. But he's also trying to Skype and type and talk on a smartphone screen about 4 inches, so it could just be he was doing too much to get it all together. Incidentally, I found out where the Star Wars fanfiction is. It's at fanfiction.net. Oh. Hello again.
Okay, is it fixed now?
It should be. It wasn't broke on my end.
Okay. Yeah, what happened was Richie called me and it screwed it up.
Ah. Okay. Yeah, I was hoping to get him on here, but finals, so yeah, I can understand him not wanting to be distracted.
Yeah, I don't blame him whatsoever. You know, school comes first. Which is kind of funny, because for the last, like, 2 weeks, I've been helping my better half with her homework.
Right.
And it's kind of sad, okay? I've been out of school for the better part of a decade now. Oh, God. It's almost a decade. I have been out of school for the better part of a decade. And I can do college-level shit without the books.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that says about me. Because I haven't studied, quote-unquote studied, to any extent in over 7 years. I've been pretty much being a geek and trying to make a living. And I can still do college-level shit. Real easy. That kind of makes me laugh and feel sad at the same time.
I can see that, I guess.
Well, can you, if you were asked to do a questionnaire topic, a minimum of 4 paragraphs pertaining to the definitions with cited examples from, say, official works pertaining to the subject matter, could you do it without an internet access?
Go back and work on what I was used to in high school?
Yeah.
Depending on the topic, sure. Probably. Although it's been considerably longer for me than it has been for you. It would depend on the topic. It was math? Fuck yeah. If I could just take a minute to brush up on the basics, just look at the front of the chapter or whatnot, I could probably do it.
Yeah. I've been doing psychology and some sociology and business classes without her books, off the top of my head, and anything I do, she has to rewrite. So one, she can understand it, and two, so it's actually her work.
Right.
But she's acing her classes. She's acing her classes with my help.
Well, that's good.
And I'm just sitting there like, what does that really say about me? That I'm too smart for my own damn good? Well, probably. But, I'm just like, damn, I haven't done this stuff in almost a decade, and I'm still just like, oh, this is, it's like, what was it, for an English class, it's like English 101, you know, kind of bullshit, basically, and since it's early quarter, they want to just brush up on, you know, basic things, you know, like, right. Do you know what the hell a paraphrase is, do you know when you would use a paraphrase, shit like that. And she actually got a note from the professor pertaining to the definition of paraphrasing. And while it was not the exact dictionary definition, it was a definition that made a whole lot more sense. And I'm just sitting there going, you used the actual thing I gave you, didn't you? And she's like, yeah, I did. It's like, God damn it. And she's like, why did you use my smart-ass remarks? She's like, it was funnier. And it made more sense. Paraphrasing, the subtle and accurate art of properly misquoting and summarizing someone else's work. The teacher thought it was fucking hilarious. It's like, yep, that's me. I'm a jackass. Anyways, before we go forward, I'm sure no one really cares, but some might be curious to why I have been missing for a month. Why I just, poof, disappeared.
Yeah, it would probably be nice to tell them.
Yeah, well, basically what happened was we did that last show in July. Yeah, July.
I think so.
Got to record. Yeah, it was in July. It was July 24 show. Got that done. Got it over to you. Really glad we got that done, because that night, my shit got turned off.
Yeah.
My net, my TV, the whole nine yards, it all got turned off. And I was sitting there going, well, fuck. So I scrambled over the course of the next week trying to figure out how to get a hold of the cable company and whatnot to, you know, find out what the hell.
Right.
And hold that thought.
And there they go again. Wonder what started him up this time, aside from the fact that he is on the phone again. So, seems to be the only thing that they need to have is him on the phone.
No, what happened was, that was a little dispute over the bone, which is under my fucking desk. I don't know why it's under my desk. I don't let bones under the desk. I generally don't let dogs under the desk. Anyways, so what happened there was, they finally got a hold of them. They said I was 2 months in the rears, which was real funny because I had just paid them 2 weeks previous.
Right.
Them in full. So, while I was trying to scramble to get the funds together, I've also been trying to scramble and get the funds together to pay my rent, which is a little more important. On top of that, there was
there was a fun little incident involving a blown out tire and the vehicle being, you know, 30 fucking miles away. Which led to its own little fun incident of where trying to change the tire led to a lug nut breaking off. O-F-F off. Broke off.
Hmm.
So it was just literally a week of, you are fucking kidding me. Got the rig fixed. You know, that cost me $300, which was like, well, shit. There goes, well, I'm going to have to sit without cable and TV for at least a couple weeks. And then everything else, and it just kept happening, one right after the other, after the other, after the other. And I was just like, Jesus fucking Montgomery. And so, I actually got in the mail yesterday a collection notice pertaining to my cable bill of $408. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, really? So, I get to argue with them about that some more. So my net and TV are just gone right now. Right. And I've been scrambling trying to find a way to keep doing stuff without net and phone. Or TV. And that's been a real hassle. And I finally got my cell phone up and running. That was a piece of shit, as you can tell by the last couple shows.
Right.
Then I got this happy new phone. And boy, do I love myself a smartphone. As I said on the other show, if Samsung and TracFone want to pay me for pimping their wares, cut me a check. I will start branding branding labels on. Cause damn, I love me a smartphone. I love me a smartphone that's only costing me $50 a month.
Yeah, that's honestly pretty damn good. Verizon smartphones, I know because I've looked into it, are $80 a month.
Yeah.
Which is one reason I will not be getting one anytime soon, because
yeah,
there's no way I can afford that right now.
I do not blame you, sir. But, you know, and this is actually a real nice smartphone. It's a Galaxy, it's a Samsung Galaxy S phone. It's the Proclaim. And if you are on if you don't want to deal with, you know, like Verizon or Sprint and AT&T and whatnot, honestly, it's a great alternative. $50 a month, you know, plus however much you pay for the phone. And you have all the features of a smartphone. You know, everything. Net access, you know, so on and so forth.
Right. That would be nice.
Yeah. So it's kind of, it's a good stopgap measure for right now, while I get my finances sorted and everything else fixed. Because I've got other issues going on, but I just don't want to go into that.
Right.
Hmm. Hang on, I'm eating a grasshopper cookie.
Hmm. Mm. Oh. Sounds interesting.
Mm. 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 Oh. Okay. There we go. They're Keebler Elf cookies, you know, grasshoppers. They're mint chocolate.
Those are good, yeah. It sounds like the dogs are doing their thing again.
It's a fucking bone, guys. Come on. And you guys have been good for like 8 hours. What the hell? Fucking dogs. Anyways. There we go. Problem solved. Hey, when one dog is being too dumb for another dog, I gotta interfere.
That's true.
That's what it comes down to. Anywho. So yeah, I've been trying to catch up with
the month worth of shit I have missed. And dear God, it has been a lot of stuff. Just so much stuff, and it's just like, oh my God. Though I can't help but laugh, is right before my net went out, my net and my TV, running across the TV, you know, for a fucking week was the Zimmerman trial shit, and then there was sexting with Wiener again. It's like, really, Wiener? Didn't you learn the first time? And I've had half a mind to look into that stuff, just to see what the hell. But honestly, I can't give a fuck.
True.
So that's all that was on the news for a week. I was like, no, I don't care about his. I don't care about Wiener's Wiener and the weird things he does. Just move on, move on. Eh, they wouldn't move on.
Of course they wouldn't, because they were getting ratings.
So I moved on by having my shit turned off. Anyways, so yeah, there's that. I know. There's just a bunch. There's, let's see here. Where was it? I just had this. Well, talking like games, there's been a bunch going on with games. I am very sad. I do not have the money right now to get this. But Plants vs. Zombies 2 came out yesterday.
Yes.
And I'm really sad I can't get it.
I.
And you're fucking kidding me.
What?
Oh. That's, okay, never mind. I'm sitting here watching my security camera. I thought I had an idiot pulling in. I may have been wrong. But I'll find out here in a minute. Anyways. Yeah, I have a security camera. I don't have a net and phone. Figures. No, I just lost my damn train of thought. What was I just talking about? World of Warcraft games, video games.
Right.
It was, yeah, Plants vs. Zombies 2 came out, and I'm just like, oh, I want to play it so badly. Why? Why must I be broke? Because the economy around here sucks, that's why. Ah, yes, okay. God, does the economy around here suck. Last week's episode of Rain, Hail, and Chaos really underscored that fact well.
True.
Yeah, Plants vs. Zombies 2, and I've been waiting for that for a while now, just like, I really hope they didn't push it out too fast and screw up the game.
I hope not, because it's pretty easy to screw up a game anymore.
Yeah, and since it's such a straightforward, simple game, it would sadden me greatly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the first game, I mean, and I've logged a lot of hours into it now. I actually got pretty far into endless mode. And I was like, why am I doing this to myself? Oh, yeah, because there's nothing else to do. At least I'm honest about it.
True.
But, I'm trying to catch up on everything I can. Like, right now, what is it, Final Fantasy XIV, Realm Reborn, is in open beta. Or, is it 13? Can't remember anymore, fuck it. But one of them's in open beta now. And I guess they've been having a little issue. Or open-closed beta, kind of. You know, you gotta have an invite kind of thing.
Right.
But everyone and their cousin has a key.
For which game is this now?
Final Fantasy: A Realm Reborn.
Oh, I don't have a key. I don't want one. I don't think my computer could run it.
It's actually an old game that they took down and revamped.
Yeah,
they actually sat there.
This is a Windows 8 machine.
True.
Almost nothing works on this thing.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, Realm Reborn, and they've got their own kind of, you remember the Diablo's issue 13? Where no one like logged in to do anything.
Yeah, server disconnect or server error.
Yeah. Well, they've kind of got their own little thing. Luckily, it's in beta, so it can happen without a problem.
Right.
Hello. Oh no, that is Kenny Boy stealing shit. Anywho, but yeah, I kind of laughed when I read that. It's like, hey, well, at least it's in beta and it happens.
Yeah, because you don't want that happening when they release. Then you can talk to SimCity and find out what that's like.
SimCity and Diablo 3 and whatnot, yeah.
Diablo 3, oh, yeah.
But, yeah. But I kind of laughed, because I just kind of laughed. It's like, that has become, like, the new big issue for games nowadays. Like, MMOs and whatnot. Obviously, they have one mindset of, oh, everything should work fine. Da-da-da. And then when it comes to, you know, cracking it open for more people, doom. Just doom. Yeah. Doom.
You're a fucking idiot. We didn't need to hear that. You know that.
Yeah, I gotta get it out of the system once in a while. But,
do it on Facebook in text so I don't have to hear it.
But where's the fun of that? It just doesn't hold the same emotional context if it's in print.
Now I wish I were sitting next to you so I could smack you for that one.
But anyways, yeah. And that all led up to me eventually, you know, like, you know what? I haven't played WoW in a while. Might as well, go check out what's going on with WoW. And I can't play it, but I did laugh, because sitting there, the first thing I noticed, because I was like, alright, well, let's see what new gear's coming. Legendary cloaks.
Hmm.
Huh? My brain halted for a moment. Like, legendary cloaks. Okay, so we've had legendary gems, legendary weapons, we've had legendary weapons that you've had to go through an insane amount of time and bullshit to upgrade, and now cloaks. Huh. Okay. And then I started reading about them, and then it's like, okay, those are actually kind of fucking cool. Because they aren't just, you know, your normal, oh, they're a cloak, and they're really badass, you know. And then they've got their individual class, you know, this does this for this class, this does this for this, that class, yada yada. But then they've got another benefit on top of that, which if you have spent all the time and energy to get one of these cloaks, you can go to, when it comes out, this area called the Timeless Isles.
Hmm.
Which you can only get to if you have a legendary cloak. So it's kind of like, aha, come on, you gotta work at it. And I guess there's all sorts of nifty little stuff they're going there. And this is kind of them getting ready to move towards the next expansion pack, which we've heard no word about yet.
Yeah, the only they had a name for this, update, I can't remember, but it sounded fairly cheesy, honestly. I can't remember what it's called. I know I've got 2 weeks. If I can get a few bucks scraped together. Of course, yeah. When Final Fantasy whatever comes out, they're releasing the update. That's just them. That's what they do. I don't think any company that has anything relating to the initials MMO anywhere in their in anything can expect Blizzard to sit back when they release something. Because they won't do it. So, basically, what they what they're doing is they're releasing 5.4 in 2 weeks or whenever that comes out. So they're going to have that. So I'm almost, well, at least with my shaman, I'm almost done with the Durotar dailies.
I've got the Baron stuff.
Yeah, I've got just. I think I've got oil. I think I've got the last one, the 150. I've got one done, and I'm working on the other three. And two of the three, at least, are about halfway done. It's just there's nobody there. So I'm having and for some reason, about halfway through, I was seeing when the Corcoran Overseers would tip over, I'd see it on the map.
Yeah.
I didn't see it on the map anymore, and half the time I didn't see the Alliance ones on the map anymore. So I was forced to go around to the camps, and those are not easy. So
yeah.
I'm thinking when I get my next check, because with the little I have, it won't take long. And I don't give a fuck about getting the title on my Horty. That's fine. If I don't have it on one end, that'll be an account thing anyway. So, but I'll just go on and I'll see if I can get that done. And if I can, cool. And then I'm done because I don't care about the next part because I don't have a guild that's really... In fact, I've probably been kicked out of my guild on... whatever I'm on now again, so it won't matter anyway. So I'll have to I'll have to see. I mean, it's just one of those things. I'm so close to it
that I just might as well just fucking man up and do it.
Go on, finish it off, and then I'm done for a while.
So, yeah. I totally get that. I completely do. And with 5.4 right around the corner, you know, the Siege of Orgrimmar, I'm kind of interested on how they'll do that. That's going to be weird. There's been no real word on how they're going to implement that, or none that I can find.
Implement what?
The Siege of Orgrimmar.
Yeah,
and the death of Garrosh.
I don't know either. I honestly don't know what...
No, I really hope they do, like, move Dalaran.
Again?
No, well, move Dalaran to, like, right over Orgrimmar, so you can literally lay siege from above.
That would be... Okay, that would be fun. That actually would be kind of fun.
That would... Well, because that's been in talks. That has been really big in the talks leading up to this, is... You know, moving Dalaran to, like, actually, like, hanging around or over Orgrimmar, or a version of Dalaran.
Right.
And just laying siege from above. And I have a dog sitting here trying to root around in my pocket. It's kind of disturbing. It really is. It's kind of weird. I mean, I know you want to be part of the show and all, Mutt, but come on. There's no cookies in my pocket. The cookies are next to my hand. Oh, God, you're drooling on me. Get, chew. Move, Zen Puppy, move. I'm kind of, you know, I'm trying to at least keep up to date with WoW stuff, you know, see what's going on. I'm kind of sad I'm missing out on 5.3. Kind of. Because it's been a while since they've, you know... done something like this. I mean, it's like building up resources, doing a siege, you know. It's kind of like the Isle of Kaldanis, in a way.
Right.
Or what was the other one? You know, it's been a while since they've just done something like that. So, it should be fun. Though, I remember a while back, there were some predictions that they were going to announce the new X-Pack at BlizzCon, which is in November. And then they figure, you know, they would probably launch the new X-Pack somewhere around December or January. You know, does that sound about right?
Yeah, probably. They'll announce it probably, yeah. There's no way that it'll come out until probably this time or later next year at this point.
No, it will come out way before August next year. Way before.
I don't know. See, normally I would say yes, but this is a life-changing event for Warcraft. I would think, now, just being me, and I know I'm nowhere near in charge of it, but I would want to milk that one for all I would. For all I could, I would have it. At least run through the school year, so that everybody can spend the school year, you know, just beating the fuck out of Garrosh. Or maybe have that, and then have a 0.5 over the summer, next summer, as kind of a. And they do this. They'll have a pre-launch patch.
Yeah.
It won't be an official patch, but it will be a... It will technically be 6.0.
Yeah.
Have that over the summer so people can get into it, people can figure out all the new shit, and then in the fall when everybody's had as most time as they will have. I mean, come on, this is summer. When everybody's had the absolute... amount, then release it. But you know, I honestly don't think they take advantage of summer enough. They seem to release everything so that by the time summer rolls around, there's not much to do, and that's when everybody can get on and do it. I think that's why this patch has done so well. It's one of the first times they pulled their head out of their ass, said, hey, summer's a good time to do things, and we got something that can actually do it. So I don't know. I just, it's like the Doctor Who thing we were talking about. I don't like to see people do things that can have so much traction and throw it away quick, because it doesn't mean anything. Granted, Blizzard has thrown a lot of shit away before, so I guess if nothing else, it wouldn't be impossible.
Yeah, but you really have to think on, you know, what's on their palette for this, for late fourth quarter, early first quarter. Because when you look at it, they're gearing up to launch the next StarCraft II expansion, you know, Legacy of the Void.
Right.
They're gearing up to launch a Diablo 3 expansion. And they're gearing up to do the next Warcraft expansion. Now, they're going to have to pace that pretty well. That's why I'm figuring, you know, somewhere in the first quarter, they will launch the new World of Warcraft expansion after they announce it. Because that would be a perfect time, actually. You launch it in the spring of next year. That gives the game a full year and a half to have been out. Or almost 2 years. People have, you know, settled in. They've beaten the hell out of Garrosh. They've done everything else. You know, they're still working on this and that. The game's starting to get a little stale. You know, so drop that. But before then, they throw out and say, like, December, the new Legacy of the Void expansion for StarCraft II. Okay, so that's a 3-4 month gap between the two. That is actually perfect pacing. And if they launch the Diablo 3 expansion, say, at the end of summer, boom. They have made 2014 a very profitable year.
Yeah.
people. But they can't stand to milk 5.4 for too long. Even with all the nifty new features and whatnot that are thrown out there, like the flexible RAID and everything else. They can't milk it for too long. They don't want a repeat of Cataclysm or of Lich King.
Right.
Because that really hurt them. That really did. Because those were major World of Warcraft changing events, too. One was awesome, but dragged on way too long, and the other was just full of suck and dragged on even longer.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm really in a love-hate relationship with World of Warcraft right now, because I just don't have anybody
to play with.
I have two problems, and I've been hoping that Gamebreaker will get off their ass and get the fan nation going, because I mentioned this and they did say that it would be looked at. There are no guilds with people that I know of that are not on PvP servers. And there are no guilds on Alliance side. And I'm sorry, I mean, the Horde are cool, but I just prefer Alliance side on most of them because the people are a little bit more mature.
It depends on server.
Depends on the server. Moonguard is not counted. So because
Skywall, you can't count.
Well, you're
Alliance
on there.
On Skywall, nothing but fucking kids.
Yeah. Well, you and I are both on there too, so we can't count the Horde either.
True.
I would, if I could do it, if you could say, like, if you had a level 90, or if you had a level 90 of each rate, of each faction, you know, you could make a level 80, I would so do it on Skywall. Get you and I back on there and just have a ball.
Though, here's something we've talked about before, and this is something they really need to address badly. Because it's something I'm sure is circulating once again on the forums and other talks, is they really need to do an item crunch.
Yeah, they do.
They badly need to do an item crunch, because what is it? Gear's now getting into, like, the thousands of, like, 1,000 agility, 1,000 strength, you know, and whatnot. It's getting into ridiculous levels, and they really, honestly need to do just... They for the next expansion, they need to do an item crunch, reshuffle stats, reshuffle, you know, everything else, because they've got it streamlined pretty well now.
Right.
They just need to reshuffle things, redo it a bit, and then say, you know, because they've done everything else to make leveling easier, you know, retweak the levels. You know, so the current cap is, what, 90? So, you know, retool it so the cap sits at 80 or stays at 90.
Yeah, you know, I really, like I said, if for no other reason, and I'll check I've got my cable bill coming out and everything. Once I have everything paid for, I'll see about getting a month. Because now my schedule is slowed down again. I can go in and I can, like my Wednesday, well, here's the thing. I didn't tell you this. I'm in a show again.
Yeah, well, you briefly mentioned you might have been.
So we just started rehearsal this week. It's Monday to Thursday. So Monday to, so Wednesday, yes, I would not be able to do it much because usually my mom and I go shopping that day. But... you know, I would have a lot of time around and before that. So, and honestly, if I'm just going to the Northern Barrens and fucking about trying to get little bits of oil or whatnot, give me a couple hours and in a week, as long as well, now, because they know when the patch is coming out, that place is going to be pretty busy. So yeah. I'm hoping that I can get in a group and we can just go and mow through. But once I get those, then I'm done. I mean, then it's like, okay, I got my title. Maybe I'll go on Scalaria, because I really want to get to the Hidden Master on Scalaria. That, for anybody who plays Warcraft, I know there are a lot of people who just go through in power level, and that's good for you. You go ahead and do that. But, saying this right now, and I know you've done it too, you absolutely must go and do the Hidden Master. It is one of the neatest. There are three cutscenes, and I had them on video. I don't think they're on there anymore. But they are so fucking awesome. And you can go up there. I can go up there as Alphanon right now and replay all three of them. It is so cool. I love it. I love all the work they did on it. In fact, I'm going to have to. That's another reason I should go, because I think Twitch took it down. I'd like to get all three of them and just make them a video file and put them up on YouTube. But it's one of those rare times that the quests are really neat. They're pretty practical. I'm over here. You're going to run around here for X amount of time. But they cap it off by, okay, you've done this. Now I'm going to train you more. And they get these little two-minute montages or cutscenes that are really well done. You and I have said before, the moment they say, fuck it, we suck at game making and do movies, they will take off like a rocket. Because they are so good at doing cutscenes. It's insane how good they are, actually.
Yeah. Sorry, I've got a creeper dog slowly walking towards my cookies.
he's trying to get one without your noticing, and he's not succeeding apparently, if you've already spotted him.
No, he has no stealth. When it comes to food, he has no stealth. Rest of the time, he needs a fucking bell. You can be sitting there, just like reading a book, listening to music, just chilling out, have no problem. And you turn and look, and suddenly he's right there in your face, and you jump and shit yourself. Because he's a big dog.
Yeah. Well, I have to laugh there. I'm not a big person by any stretch, but I'm fairly tall. But I can walk normally and sneak up on people, and I don't know how I do it. It's kind of discouraging after a while because I'm not trying to do it.
Yeah, but you know how big a Malamute is, right?
Yeah.
You're talking that size dog who's a ninja. It's like a ninja. It's like a Tauren rogue, okay? It's fucked up to think about, but that's pretty much the best way to put it. Like, Jesus Christ, no, you need a bell. You need a bell.
I actually, and I never did get around to this, but it was something that I was thinking about, is one of the things I always hated was that you couldn't have a Draenei rogue. And I understand why. I understand why. But I came up with an idea for a story for one, and I never have done it, and I really wish I would have, because I don't really have any of the ideas anymore about what I would have done. But there are so many. That's another thing we talk about fanfic for a second, is everybody, 9 times out of 10 people stick to the classes, and I really wish they wouldn't do that. That's why it's called fan fiction. You can have them be whatever you want them to. I don't know. We got 9 minutes of this craziness.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yay! But yeah, that is one thing I've really missed about not having internet. Not playing video games. I really miss that. I really have.
I wish...
I've missed, Star Trek Online. I actually missed League of Legends, okay?
I wish I had, I wish you could get Dropbox and a thumb drive for, 3 minutes. I actually bought on Steam, I bought it on Steam, but I've got the demo for Rogue Legacy.
Oh, nice.
And the demo only goes up until the first boss. But it is a very... I played the demo a couple of times straight through. Okay. It is a fairly fun demo. So you don't get much, but what you get is a nice little teaser. And honestly, if you ever get... You can play Steam games, I think, without being connected to Steam. It just doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So, that'd be the other thing. I'd, send you a gift of it or something, because it is tough. It is really tough. I've been playing it for about probably 3 or 4 hours, and I barely made any progress in it. So, Phony finished playing it the first time through. The first time video, I'm sure he played it through before. And it took him 20 hours.
Oh, God.
And he's good at platforms. So if it took him 20 hours, I'll probably be at it all year at this point. I did beat the demo, though. So that's the good thing about the demo being really lackluster in what it offers you. The more all the money you have will go to the little bit you have, and you'll get stronger a lot quicker. Because you just don't have the extraneous shit to put money in that you'll never use. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been looking at Cube World too, but again, it's like World of Warcraft. I mean, I've got several MMOs that I've been playing, like Firefall I liked for a little bit, but nobody was on there that I knew, and I don't even have it installed right now because I don't know how well it would work. But I've got Neverwinter. Neverwinter works now, but of course you're gone, and I don't literally know anybody else who plays it. I don't have D&D installed because... And that's something I'm going to work at when I go to Las Vegas. I'm going to try and sit Bob or Christina down, see if they still play, see where they are, see what they do, and see how I can get connected with them. Because that'd be a fun game if I had anybody else there. So, same with Warcraft. I don't have anybody from Warcraft because you and Angela and everybody else are gone. And Brogrounds is only Horde side on PvP. So, it's like, fuck. What am I going to do? It's almost that point when I wish that you could pay for a one-time copy.
Yeah.
So I could transfer it over to a different faction and whatnot. And but then you can't do anything with it. It is on that server and in that point for good. You can't move it. You can delete it.
Yeah.
But you can't move it. I would be fine with that. As long as you could only do it on a different server. You couldn't copy it and then have it be like Horde side. Or opposite faction. But they won't do that. I think that's stupid, personally.
Goddamn dog. You're becoming a bother, fucking dog.
But yeah, I like games, but more and more I'm reduced to playing single player or Facebook community games, just because it's so much easier to find people.
Yeah. A lot of the gaming scene has really become insular. I mean, it's just closing in on itself.
Well, look at what happened when Rift launched, or when Secret World launched. Secret World. I'll take Secret World because Triple B was supposedly going to be on Secret World. I don't think they ever made it. Yahtzee Croshaw, when he reviewed Secret World, he made a group for the beta that you could go on and do. And then I'm almost certain he doesn't play it now, but
No.
I mean, the group might still be there, but once you honestly have web pages for these guilds that when a new game comes out, they pick a server and everybody who wants to from the guild automatically has a guild over there. If you're not in one of these guilds, I mean, Brogrounds has done it with Warframe, but I can't stand Warframe. It's just way too complicated. If you can't get into one of these, it's almost like there's no way for you to meet people and have fun anymore. Because everybody is in these monster guilds now. And the ones that aren't are either super hardcore, and you have to, and to join it, you have to be at your peak performance already. Or super casual, and you can almost guarantee that aside from listening to them flirt with each other in chat, you're not going to get anything game-wise helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's why I'm saying Game Breaker Nation, great idea, wonderful concept. Where the fuck is it? We've been hearing about it for 4 months. I would happily put $10 in on something if it meant I would have a guaranteed group of people to play with wherever I went. That would be nice.
Yeah. Well, it's like an old guild of mine. When the Old Republic came out, they all moved over there. Just about everyone went over there, and a handful of us were still sitting on WoW going, well, what the fuck are we supposed to do now? And we sat there, thumbs up our asses, kept pushing forward. They all came back thinking, oh, it was all going to be jiffy and fun time, and then we're all sitting there going, fuck you, you guys abandoned ship. Get the hell out. You know, yeah. So that's... A lot of the gaming world has really gotten very, very, very insular. I mean...
That's just how it is anymore.
Which kind of really saddens me. I mean, I remember the days of going down to like an arcade and getting 30, 40 people lining up to, you know, try to whomp my ass on a game.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that I've always harkened back to arcades for was the Minnesota State Fair arcade had X-Men and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And they'd alternate those, but every year you could go over, and the good thing about those two games is they were play on demand. If somebody was there and they were playing, boom, you put in a character, you're right in the game with them. It didn't start anything over, you just picked up right where they were, and if you died and left, or they left, you kept going, you were still going, somebody else would come in. There were almost no times when that fair was open that you went to that thing that there wouldn't be at least two people playing it. That game was being constantly run. Why?
Yeah.
Because it was the perfect community game. You could jump in at any point, play as long as you wanted, you'd know people were there, and when you were done, you could leave knowing somebody would come in. That's what these were all based on, and they seem to have forgotten that. Like I was telling somebody, now all they are worried about is getting you to the end of the game so that you can actually play the game. Well, when you're like 1 to 20, okay, that's good. When you're at 90 fucking levels, even if you drop it down like they have been, I think leveling for 85 to 90 has been cut in a third already. You're still talking, if you're a casual person, that's a couple of months worth of play just to get to the end to something that you might not have any means to get into. Even looking for raid, the thing that's supposed to be the casual person's raiding, you need an item level for and not an easy item level. That kind of takes away the point of everybody's casual raiding. When you need to run heroic dungeons for God knows how long, or purchase PvP gear just to get into the thing.
Yeah.
Even their low level shit is stupidly high. they're basically killing themselves, putting all the focus on the end and not on the journey.
Yeah. Which when a lot of games started, you know, they had a, you know, some of them had great journeys, and then you get to the end and you're kind of like, well, fuck. Now a lot of them are going, well, screw the journey, let's just put it all at the end. And once you get to the end, the hell are you supposed to do then? There's no real balance to the situation anymore.
Right. I will say this, and we both have our problems with Star Wars.
Yeah.
But their character stories are probably the best in the business right now. That is their saving grace. They do such a good job on their class quests and their class story that, yes, they are free to play, and I don't know if by 50 you're honestly done with them. I think you are. But you can go from 1 to 50 on all 8 classes.
Yeah.
I think it's 8 classes. And play them through. That's cool. You know, that is them taking a, you know, flipping a bird at Warcraft and all these other games, saying, you know what? People are getting bored with your stuff because it's the same shit no matter what. And even games like Rift and whatnot are in that problem. Neverwinter's got that problem. No matter what you are, as long as you're on this faction, you have the same quests as everybody else. Star Wars is the first one to say, you know what? Yeah, you're the Empire. You're going to do Empire things. But you're a Jedi. You're a trooper. You're this. You have this whole other area now that only your group gets to deal with, because it's the only logical way to deal with it. You're the specialists in this area. There are no specialists in most MMOs anymore.
No. Anyways, you know what? We have got to go.
This is what happens when we don't get to talk for a while.
Yeah. Anyways, we have got to go. It has been a good week. It's great to be back in the saddle. Stay tuned for more, and I'll try to see what I can do about getting more stuff going. Anyways, everyone, have a good week. We will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take care.
It's a beautiful night out there, isn't it, boys and girls? I haven't seen a night quite like this in 100 years. In fact, this is no night to be inside. Let's turn off our radios. Go out and